You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Okay, this is Rhett Palmer. It's a new day. And as you know, I'm on a new station. It's called WCNO, and it's 89.9 FM. It goes all the way from Melbourne, Florida, all the way down to North Miami. And according to somebody else who I know in the radio industry, it bounces over to Cuba. I'm not sure, but it's well heard. I have two very exciting people in the studio today. I have Jan and I have Dan. What's your last names?
Pilon.
Pilon, okay. And they hail from Bob Dylan territory, Duluth, Minnesota. By the way, this segment we're going to focus in on the Lord, you know,
okay.
and what's happened out there. Now, how did we get in touch with each other? Did somebody accidentally call me? Or
you were driving,
oh,
and you parked at a stoplight next to one of our vans.
Yes, I was behind your van.
That was out on a pickup, and you wrote down the number and called us.
And the name is St. Paul.
St. Vincent de Paul.
St. Vincent de Paul. Mm-hmm. And Dan, you said there's how many of these around the world?
Oh, I don't know how many there are. There are 69,000 volunteers around the world, and there are St. Vincent de Paul societies in 142 countries.
Wow, that's wonderful. It was started in the 1600s?
Well,
1832.
Yeah, 1833, a guy named Frederick Ozanam founded the St. Vincent de Paul Society, but he was emulating St. Vincent de Paul, who lived in the 1600s and helped the poor.
What is, okay, so helping the poor. So the mission, is there a mission statement, or that's just it, helping the poor?
Well, helping people in need. And like last year, we helped 6,000 people in Vero Beach.
Did you really?
Yeah. We pay their electric bills. We pay their water bills. We sometimes pay for prescriptions, I'll give them clothes.
Well, I have to say I'm very pleased with this, because Jesus said many, many will come to me on that day, and he'll say, I never. So we did signs and wonders and blah, blah, blah. We demons go in your name. He said, I never knew you. But to many others, he'll say, come in. I knew you. And they'll say, when do we know you? And he said, well, you fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked. You visited me in prison. When did we do this to you? I don't remember you, Jesus. When you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Come in, for your reward is great. So we cannot be saved by good works. We're only saved by the blood of Jesus on the cross. Make no mistake, because even Paul wrote in Ephesians, if we can earn our way to heaven, then Jesus died for nothing.
Right.
So Jesus died, that's the payment. But he is expecting there to be fruit, and for us to have that fruition. Now, Jan, I just met you recently,
mm-hmm.
but you seem to have you just always seem to be smiling. You're happy. You're a happy person.
I'm a pretty optimistic person.
You are. And my Uncle Jack is like that, too. You Catholics, I tell you.
Well, that's part of it. But yeah. I also have never been involved with any organization or volunteer work that brings me as much joy as this one does.
Why? Why does St. Vincent de Paul bring you joy?
It's hard to say. Well, let me start with our mission statement. You want to
Oh, I'd love to hear that, Jan.
It is that we are a lay Catholic organization open to all who choose to live their faith
mm-hmm.
by loving and serving neighbors in need.
Mm-hmm.
Or just neighbors.
Wonderful.
So,
well, that's good.
It's staffed by the most fun, happy bunch of people. It's really a great place to. We have many customers who come in just to visit. Or to tell us their problems, and people who've just been released from incarceration,
A lot
of homeless. We have homeless people every day.
Do you?
And that we send them over to talk
to
Dan.
Well, how do they know about you? Because here I am, a 68-year-old man. I never even heard of you. I heard the name. As soon as I saw the truck, I said, that sounds familiar.
Oh, Rhett, that really makes me sad that you didn't know where we were.
Well, you know, it's that's why I'm going to try to sell you some advertising.
Okay, we appreciate that.
What we need to do is get a business person to sponsor it. But people need to know about it. Yeah, we'll talk later on.
Okay. Well, the people
whether we do or don't, now we're trying to. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The people who are in need, there's a, and I don't want to say it's an underground telegram exactly, but they talk to each other and the word spreads, and there are also a number of agencies in town, the 211 phone number, if they call up, that's the number you call.
Oh, 211, yeah.
And they'll refer people to us. We work with the Salvation Army, some the parishes, like we were mentioning St. John of the Cross, they give us money every month so that we will help people who knock on their door and say...
So Salvation Army, they're a church themselves. So in other words, you're, what do they call...
Ecumenical. You bet.
That means all-encompassing. Whether you're Protestant, whether you're non-denominational, everybody is welcome at St. Vincent de Paul.
Right, and we don't care what your religion is, and all we care is that, you know, if you have a legitimate need, we'll try to help you. There are some things we don't
do. What don't you do?
We don't do food. We send them to... Okay. There are a number of food banks. And we don't assist people with rent simply because we don't have enough money to make a major impact in that area. But we do other things.
You know, I was wrestling with myself, and I think we all do. I see a bum over at the Miracle Mile Publix, and I think, should I give him something or not? So I called my friend Joseph, and he says, well, let's just say that you had a $5 bill in your hand and blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, my word, I have a $5 bill in my hand right now. It was like he's, you know, like the Lord was speaking through him. And so I'm thinking, okay, I know if you give a $5 bill to somebody that's a vagabond or a bum or they hit hard times and they're homeless, you don't know if they're going to buy pornography or they're going to buy alcohol or drugs. But you know what? I just don't know. I think it's better to err on the side of mercy than to be judgmental. Now, obviously, if you know somebody's going to spend it wrong, then I'll say, I'm not going to give you any money, sir, but let's go into this restaurant. I'll buy you dinner if you're hungry. Or, you know, if I have to put you up in a motel for the night, whatever it might be. Or I know that St. Vincent de Paul is, I'll take him over to see you guys.
Yeah, we don't give anybody cash.
Oh, you don't give them cash.
If you come in with your electric bill that you can't pay, we have an arrangement with Florida Power and Light, and I can go into your account at Florida Power and Light and put money on it. And
no, then that's wonderful.
Then we will send them a check, you know, every week or so to cover all the money.
I'll be over next week.
Okay.
No, only kidding.
But you were asking,
I don't have to right now, but yeah.
You were asking how you determine whether somebody has a real need or not.
Yeah.
And we have a pretty extensive questionnaire that we ask them to fill out, and it asks about their income and where they live and on and on. And it's pretty easy to make a reasonable judgment. If we make a mistake, it's usually by helping too many people, rather than turning somebody away.
Do you ever feel judgmental or superior?
It's hard sometimes to battle that, yeah. Mm. We try. Every morning we start with a prayer that says, let's not be judgmental, let's help everybody. Yeah. Let's try and see the face of Christ in everyone who comes to us.
Yes.
And
how would you treat Jesus if he walked through the door?
Whoa,
I'd fill out a question.
Whoa,
I'd ask him what he needed.
I had a friend of mine who was a reverend once, and I used to clean carpets. He says, well, what I do it unto the Lord. He's from the Bronx, kind of had a rough exterior. I said, well, what does that mean? He says, well, if I was cleaning the carpets in Jesus' house, what kind of a job would I do? Boy, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about miracles. I'll tell you a miracle first, and that will reciprocate. So I have a site on Facebook called Miracles Are Real. All right, so this lady has two little kids, and I've watched the video twice. You can go on YouTube and go to Miracles CBN, Christian Broadcast Network, Miracles, or go CBN Miracles. I go to Miracles CBN. Anyway, these pop up, and I watch them all the time. So this lady, it's Thanksgiving, and she has two little kids. I don't know if she's divorced or a widow, but she doesn't have a husband. They live in a little apartment complex, and they have a humble little abode. They go to the park. Now, it's Thanksgiving morning. They're done playing. They're going back to the house. She says, I feel terrible. All I have are two hot dogs for my children, and it's Thanksgiving. Well, all of a sudden, as they get back to the apartment complex, a lady downstairs, an older lady, says, "Yoo-hoo! Hey, I've made this big dinner, and I've been thinking about you, and I want to invite you and your children." What? Yeah, I want to have you over for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. She's just living by herself. Well, they go in that day, and they have turkey dinner and all these things. And the lady even had a little package gift for each of the children. It was nice. And the end of that night, they all said goodbye and hugged and kissed and went home. So the lady says she gets up the next day. Now, this is hard to believe, but I hear stories like this. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of faith. But of all things are possible through God. So she goes, she goes down the steps to go thank that lady again. She knocks on the door. Hello? Nobody answers. The manager comes around the corner and says, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm trying to talk to the lady. I want to talk to the lady that lives in here." He said, "There's not nobody lives there. There hasn't been anybody there for months, like maybe 6, 9 months, whatever." And they go inside. She said, "Well, I'm sure we were inside last night." They go inside. There's not a stick of furniture. There's nothing.
Now,
if God can do that, so sometimes you go, wow. And, you know, you hear about these things.
You do.
It's simply amazing. So you want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is the New Day, if you want it to be.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
The day's dawning, but it's no brighter, 'cause it's been dark for days. The clouds of fear cast their shadows on my face. So I pray for patience, I pray for comfort as I hold on tight to the one and only source of pure, sweet light. Come shining through, and the blue skies after the clouds have gone away. A brand new
to come shining through.